The Family Tree and the Family von Alvensleben. Dear visitor, welcome to the guardhouse. You are now standing in front of the family tree of the family von Alvensleben. My name is Reimer von Alvensleben, and I come from Falkenberg in Fürstenwalde, and I am the secretary in our family association. It was my grandfather, Joachim von Alvensleben, who collected and designed the family tree in 1913. The family tree starts in 1163 with Wichert Alvensleben, the first documented evidence of the Alvensleben ancestral family. He was a ministry official, the bishop from Halberstadt, and manager for the Alvensleben castle in Haldensleben, which also later became his name. For 750 years, until 1930, 22 generations followed him with this name. In 1300, the family tree branches into three different directions of family lineage. The lineages were called the red, the white, and the black line. The red line started with Ritter Friedrich II von Alvensleben and branches to the right from the main family tree. The Red family line had their main residence in Erxleben, but died out after 250 years, in 1553, when Friedrich X died. The castle stayed in the family and was divided between the other family members. The White family line takes over Erxleben I, while Erxleben II is taken over by the Black family line. The White family branches to the left from the main family tree and started with Gebhard IV. This part of the family has not branched a lot through the centuries and always had only a few family members. The main residence was first located in Klötze and in 1378 in Gardelegen, and then in 1554 it was in Erxleben I. The first family member of the Black line was Albrecht I. He is the parental ancestor of almost all Alvensleben who are still alive. In 1324, he acquired the castle of Kalbe, which was destroyed 300 years later in the war in 1632. In 1550, his progeny is mainly split into the Ludolfschen branch and the Joachimschen branch, named after Ludolf X and Joachim I von Alvensleben. Ludolf X inherited Hundesburg, and 1573 he acquired Neugattersleben. His progeny also lives in Rogetz, Woltersdorf, and Randow an der Elbe. Kalbe, the ancestral seat of the Black family line, was initially a shared property in the family. Later on, Kalbe was also attributed to the Ludolfschen branch, and in 1945 was expropriated in the accordance of the Bodenreform. 621 years after its acquisition in 1324. You find the Joachimschen branch in the upper right part of the family tree. Joachim I was the youngest brother of Ludolf X and acquired Erxleben II with Eichenbarleben. His progeny also lived in Zichtau, Berge, Schenkenhorst, Finau, Schochwitz and Wittenmoor. On the lower part of the family tree illustration, you find pictures of the primary residences of the families, which still exist in 1913. On the far right is the castle ruin Kalbe, and next to that you find Erxleben I, which the White family line owned. You next find Erxleben II, which was owned by the Joachimschen branch, and to the lower right is the Neugattersleben, which was an important property of the Ludolfschen branch from the Black family line. In this family tree, the Alvensleben is referred to as a noble generation. What does that mean? The family belongs to an ancient nobility of Bistum Halberstadt. In the Middle Ages, this became an unwritten law based on the important civic contributions and not through a nobility diploma being awarded. Many years later, in 1798 and 81, two of the family members were acknowledged to be counts by the Prussian king because of their service achievements. Additional awards followed in the 19th century. The title of count was not hereditary, but belonged to the owner of a manor. So the count title was always carried by only one family member. In 1913, these were the owners of Erxleben I and Neugattersleben, and Count of Alvensleben Schönborn from Erxleben II, who by marriage acquired the title of the property of Schönborn Ostrometzko in West Prussia. Today only one Alvensleben family member exists that has the right to carry the count title. One additional part to explain is the Alvensleben coat of arms, which is depicted as a golden shield with two red bars that are covered by three white roses. The oldest coat of arms representation you find on the seal shows years 1243 and 1283, and also on the oldest tombstone from 1324. On the bottom part of the family tree illustration, you can also find the Middle Age coat of arms quote. Stride, light, might, for ward, for hoard, for board. This is hard to translate, but today's translation would be fight, beer, for the given word, for the hoard of traditional, for the ancestral earth. This coat of arms is also related to the songs and to the family trees of different descendants, going back to the time of Karl des Großen and even further. But this is another story. You can get more information about the history of the family Alvensleben in the exhibition. In the book Die Alvensleben in Kalbe 1324 bis 1945. Which can be purchased here and also on the website of the family Alvensleben. Professor Dr. Reimer von Alvensleben is today retired. His profession was in the field of agriculture business and management. And at the end of his career, he was the head of the agriculture department at the University of Kiel. Nowadays, he is spending a lot of his time researching the history of his family and their work in the Altmark. Professor von Alvensleben is a member of the Altmark Historical Society and Culture in Kalbe.